Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Women of Golf Show. I'm your host, Ted Odorico, and of course, joining right alongside every week is co-host and LPGA professional, Cindy Miller. Good morning, Cindy. Welcome.
Good morning, Ted. How are you?
I'm doing very well. We, as you know, if you tune into the show regularly, that we had a little break to observe, of course, Thanksgiving, and I know we both had a great Thanksgiving. We'll talk about that here in just a second, but let me just remind everybody real quick, because we got a real tight show this week. Remember to tune in every Tuesday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern time at blogtalkradio.com, and just go up there on the page, blogtalkradio.com, type in Women of Golf, and that will take you to the main page. It's also available for download as a podcast through iTunes.com, so make sure you go there as well, and again, just type in the search key Women of Golf. At any time during the program, you're welcome to speak with either myself or Cindy, and you can do so by calling area code 347-945-5855 or email any questions or comments to the show at womenofgolf@gmail.com. And you can also reach Cindy Miller if you're interested in coming on the show, or if you just want to get in touch with me at cindy@cindymillergolf.com. That's at cindymillergolf.com. And also make sure you visit her website, cindymillergolf.com. Lots of great information there, and if you're maybe interested in working with Cindy, as she is not only a great playing professional, but also a fantastic teaching professional, corporate speaker, and all that good stuff, so you can reach out to her there at cindy@cindymillergolf.com. And if you want to touch base with me and say hello, you can do so by reaching out to me as well at my email at ted.golftalklive@gmail.com. Got a great show this morning. Joining us here in just a few moments is going to be Pat Roque. She's referred to as the business boomer, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. She's actually been a guest on my show on Golf Talk Live, I think about a year and a half ago. And she's going to be joined by Carolyn Samaro. She is the co-founder of BeSkins.com and also is an expert on your power. We're going to talk a little more in depth about that when the ladies join us on the show. But while we're waiting for them, Cindy, let me just again reiterate a happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. And just tell us, while we only have a few moments, you added a new addition to the Miller family. So let's talk a little bit about that.
We did. We were fortunate enough to be in Orlando for the birth of our first grandchild. Her name is Kingsley Taylor Elijah. And both of her parents work at the Golf Channel. Our daughter, Kelly, is a feature producer at Golf Channel. And our son-in-law, Ben, produces Golf Central. So we have a new addition to the family. She's happy, healthy, screaming, and everybody's doing really, really, really well.
Yeah, it's well, congratulations.
And I must tell you, she was born at Winnie Palmer Hospital, which is an amazing hospital. It's one of the best hospitals in the world. And so we're very fortunate to, in fact, Alan's written a thank you note to Arnold, because Alan, my husband, played on the tour for a long time, and he's played with Arnold lots and lots and lots of times, and he said, I just got to write him a note and say, wow, it's amazing what one guy with a great personality and an unbelievable golf game can do for a whole city and world, and how much they can help people. It was one of the best places. Clean, beautiful. Yeah. It was just awesome. So thank you, Arnold.
Yeah, and for those of you that may not be aware, Winnie Palmer, of course, was the late wife of course, legendary Arnold Palmer. There's lots of great things about that facility. Arnold and Winnie, of course, did a phenomenal job and support of that facility, and it is, as you said, it's a world-class facility. So what a great place to new little one to the Miller family. As you said, she's a little bit of a screamer, so she's getting some lungs going here early on in her career, and maybe she's going to be a broadcaster.
Yes, yes. She already is a broadcaster.
Exactly.
That's funny.
Yeah, and it's always interesting, you know, when you bring little ones like that in, and for the first little while, they're just, you know, besides being cute and sweet and all that, you really start to get a sense of some personality very early on. So we'll see. It'll be interesting to see how things unfold. But as you mentioned, of course, the first granddaughter, first grandchild in general from your daughter Kelly, as you mentioned, is a featured producer at the Golf Channel, and her husband Ben. Also with the Golf Channel as well. And Kelly has actually been on the show earlier this year, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, correct?
Yes, she was. With one of her editors, yes.
Exactly. Well, listen, I know that our guests are coming on board, so let me just do this. And very quickly I'll read out a little bit about the ladies that are coming on, and then we'll bring them on the show. Joining us, of course, is, as I mentioned, Pat Roque. She is the Business Boomer, and just let me tell you a little bit about Pat. She's an award-winning marketer, keynote speaker, and transformation coach. Pat Roque knows how to make business boom on and off the golf course, and she teaches golf marketers and business professionals how to attract and engage their ideal clients. She's a master connector and teaches systems to transform your life and grow your business now. And she delivers record-setting growth and big ideas as the social media and marketing leader for the Women's Golf Association of New Jersey, now the largest women's Northern New Jersey Golf League with over 500 members. She drives social media for the ShopRite LPGA Classic and the Barclays PGA Tour. She has also served on the boards of the WGANJ and New Jersey Association of Women's Business Owners, Healthcare Business Women's Association, and the Northern New Jersey International Special Events. She's extensive experience, mentoring and marketing to women in their role as golfer, executive, mom, family concierge, and health and wellness decision maker. Pat's a mom of two college kids and plays golf around the world with her husband, Alex. Also joining her this morning is going to be Carolyn Samaro. She is the co-founder, as I mentioned earlier, of BeeSkins.com, and she's also an expert on your power and color. We're going to talk to her a little bit about that. And let me just, again, tell you a little bit about Carolyn before we bring the ladies out. Carolyn Samaro, of course, is the co-founder, as I mentioned, of BeeSkins, and it was established back in 2007. It's a women's activewear manufacturer with a showroom located in Boonton, New Jersey. And Carolyn is a member of the Rockaway River Country Club in New Jersey and appreciates the needs of busy women who desire flexible fashions that make them feel great both and off the golf course. The company specializes in travel-friendly collections and produces everything here in the USA. Most recently, the club collection line of golf and tennis skorts and dresses focuses on providing women with beautiful, elegant patterns and garments that require very little maintenance, which is right up most women's alley these days. She's revered as an expert consultant to the resort and pro shop buyers, as well as women shopping for themselves and their families. Her goal is to reach as many women as possible to share what what can be life-altering color communication advice, and the BeeSkins color library of patterns is the perfect place to test out her clients' specific color needs. Carolyn is a longtime resident of historic Mountain Lakes, New Jersey, with her husband and three children. And together, Pat Roque and Carolyn Samaro are changing the face of golf expos by adding women's touch to their events. So let's bring them on the show.
Good morning, ladies.
Hey, good morning. Nice to meet you.
Good morning. This sounds like, is this Pat or Carolyn?
It's Pat. Good morning. How are you? Nice to
good
meet
morning.
You, Cindy and Ted. Nice to see you.
Thank you for joining
nice
us.
To
is
meet you as
Carolyn
well.
Going to join us a little bit later? I thought you guys maybe were going to come on at the same time.
She should be dialing in any second.
Okay, perfect.
Here. Yep.
Okay, well, Pat, let's just start things off then while we wait, and I'll keep an eye for her to come in on a different line. We heard a lot of great things, of course, about the new Metropolitan Golf Expo coming to New Jersey this February. Let's talk about your efforts here. What are your latest efforts here in that venture?
Well, it's one of those destiny moments. I've been, as you know, very busy in the golf world, all in and around New Jersey and expanding across the country and then globally. I was, through networking at the PGA show, invited to some wonderful events at great golf resorts and ran into Dan Spigner, who is the organizer, and it just became an instant natural bond. He was looking to take his golf shows to a new level. And in particular, the Meadowlands actually came to his company and said, hey, help us grow the business in New Jersey. We think there's a place for it. We want things done the right way. And so we literally put our heads together and came up with, you know, Business Boomers working with Northeast Trade Show Promotions. Dan Spigner and Jay run programs from New York, Rhode Island, and Massachusetts, and now I am their Jersey-based expert, so pretty much a natural fit. We've now got five, actually, as of yesterday, a sixth show, excuse me, including the Meadowlands Expo, February 19th to 21st, all the way through down in Atlantic City with a World Team Championship in September. So lots of growth, very quickly, lots of fun.
So let me just ask, so you're going to do six different shows in New Jersey?
Yes, ma'am. No,
oh, wow,
two in New Jersey. So the Meadowlands will be in February. Atlantic City will be in September. And then we've also got Rhode Island, Western Massachusetts, and two in New York State.
Where are they in New York State?
I know one is at Saratoga. One is at the Springfield Center in Massachusetts, and the other one is near Siena College, I believe. So that one's literally brand new.
Wow, that's awesome. And you're helping all of them?
Sure, absolutely.
Oh, that's super. And I read in the notes that you're trying to take it from the old man's flea market to something that people want to go to. And I must commend you for that, because that's exactly what all these golf shows are. So
right.
How are you changing? Yeah, tell me how you're changing that, because I may want to go myself.
Oh, well, don't you ever think about, you know, life is, we are the target market in some instances, and specifically in my world now, I am my own demographic. So with the Women's Golf Association of New Jersey, we've grown that group. We were about 375 or so when I joined the board 2 years ago, and we just topped 500 members. So
awesome.
Isn't that cool? And it's pretty much central to northern New Jersey. So in a very tight little geographic area, we are booming. And I guess I should say pun intended. But
right.
So I called up, you know, one of the other shows. I introduced myself because no one had reached out to us, which I found quite strange, because we are the biggest game in town, introduced myself and said, I've got hundreds of women in some of the most wealthy zip codes in the United States, many of whom are just learning to play. They need equipment. They need clubs. They need shoes, clothing, lessons. We travel, everything. Can we come? So she said, of course. And I literally took carloads of people to a different show. And I had three people in my own car that needed new equipment. So I had thousands of dollars of buying power, hungry, ready, primed buyers. They knew if they were left-handed or right-handed, they knew they needed clubs. They wanted them. They'd already done one season of beginner lessons, so they had the bug. And we went there and were so disappointed. There was nothing for us. It was leftover, you know, odd clubs, you know, crummy-looking, minimal ladies' clothing, no shoes. I had to buy a pair of men's shoes because I really needed a pair of shoes. I had to buy men's shoes, which is not cool. And we left that day with some refurbished balls and some golf clubs and said, you know what, there's got to be a better way. So when I ran into Dan and we started talking about his dream for doing something different, he said, what should we do different? And I said, oh, boy, we've got ideas. And started to talk about, you know, what women want, how we shop. It's really, and Cindy, you can vouch for this, isn't it about us as a person, not us as a label? So you as the mom, you as a mature woman, you as the golfer, you as the shopping head of household, if you're playing golf, you're probably driving a nicer car, you like to travel, I assume, you appreciate your leisure time, you worry about where you invest your money, you, you know, a little bit more discriminating shopper, and all the different pieces of how you run your life. So this show will include facets for, we're going to have a huge fashion show with the latest styles. We're going to have clothing both for people to buy and for people to custom order what they need, stuff to outfit teams if they need it. We'll have things for juniors, for college, for women, for families. So it's very much multi-generational, men, women, everyone welcomed, and something for everyone. And I, you know, that's what I wanted to go to, so now I'm going to build it myself.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that you mentioned that, you know, Pat, because I remember, and I know you and I have had a conversation about this before, about 2 years ago when I was, I didn't go last year, but 2 years ago when I went to the PGA show in Orlando, which I'm going to go again this year, I'll be honest, a little bit disappointed because there were a lot of great women designers and you know, accessory, you know, designers, if you will, and they were sort of all corralled into one small section sort of in the center, away from where a lot of the mainstream exhibitors were. And yet, you know, when I was traveling through, even though I'm a male, I found what a lot of them were offering was extremely interesting and very, you know, forward thinking. And it was a shame that really they weren't being showcased as well as some of the others were. And again, I know that, you know, you've got some major dollars coming from the manufacturers and things like that. But what do you think needs to happen in the golf industry to really target? I mean, they always keep talking about we got to grow the game, we got to grow the game. But what efforts do you think as a whole that the industry needs to do to make, what changes do you think need to be happen?
Well, it's an interesting shift because one of the problems, and I mean, I'm doing the sales and marketing, so I'm speaking directly with a lot of the manufacturers, with many of the people. I, too, was at the PGA show last year and will be heading back. So the challenge that I hear is that it's a little bit more difficult sometimes to manage in the pro shops or in the retail stores to manage the women's inventory. Mm-hmm. So I think that we've definitely got a solution for that. I'm now working with a company called Vanguard and putting some high-end e-pro shops into places like Bandon Dunes and some really cool clubs all around the world, and that'll make more available so you can pick and choose and have what you want for the VIP members of those clubs. But nonetheless, the hybrid model of having the ability to order stuff online and still have a presence, have enough for people to be able to try on, have inventory for people to be able to walk away with, the manufacturers need to start thinking about the women as decision makers and with their buying power, because I'm buying for myself, for my league, for my family, for our friends and neighbors. So in other words, every wife in my neighborhood calls me to find out what they're supposed to get their husbands for the holidays.
Right.
As well. So we've got the buying power. One of the challenges is that a lot of the manufacturers don't necessarily come and want to rep at the smaller, at the shows themselves, because they are serving their wholesale clients only. But in the meantime, all of those, there's a lot of those little golf shops that have gone away. There used to be many more places you could buy nice clothing, and many of those have gone away. So it's, the marketplace has changed. So dialing up online, having a hybrid model, having things available, and it was actually one of the reasons that I got involved with B-Skins was because they actually are such a wonderful, you know, clothing option for people for work, for play.
Right. And speaking of that, you're obviously, Pat, as I know from communicating with you before, you're great at connecting with people, and you're definitely a hard worker. Tell us a little bit about how you met Carolyn and B-Skins. Tell us a little bit about that backstory, if you will.
Well, it's funny because on my journey, I'm a connector, Ted, as you know, we met through social media. And so on the journey of trying to find top brands, I found that we've got a wonderful hub of some great people up here right in my own backyard, and through networking came across them. I literally got on a phone call. I hadn't met them physically before. They're about 15 minutes from my home, which is pretty cool. Kind of amazing serendipity. So we got on the phone and literally hit it off when I told them the mission and the motivation about trying to grow the game and help women expand and understand their presence. They were all over it in about 5 minutes. I went over to their shop in New Jersey, and it was magnificent, and I felt like a kid in the candy store, like Christmas had come early. So I was able to find amazing stuff, beautiful selections. The stuff fit like a glove, and then whenever I wear it, it literally, people were, where did you get that? That looks so cool. I love that. Where'd you get it? And so that just became, you know, I became a walking billboard for them without even realizing it. So it just kind of happened quite naturally.
Hmm.
That's awesome.
Let me just ask you too. I just want to go back a little bit because you talked about some of the dynamics of some of the areas that you're working, like Meadowlands and Atlantic City. You talk about really being some of the wealthiest zip codes in the country. You know, you're specifically wanting to target. Now, obviously, you're going all over the place. You're trying to establish in different markets. But obviously, you recognize the fact that there is some serious spending power in a lot of these areas that you're focusing on, particularly in the Northeast right now. And this is a great place really to start. In addition to the Golf Expos, what are some of the other things that you're doing to try and really tap into that market? And this is something, obviously, that golf professionals or golf industry types that may be listening into the program can pick up from you.
Well, thank you for asking. There's, you know, it's lots of tentacles, and it's definitely one of those all ships rise with the tide moments. So for starters, on a volunteer basis, I love golf because it gives so much to charity. So helping to grow the game from the grassroots level with the Women's Golf Association is literally reaching out and having opportunity for people to learn from all skill levels. We have an executive VP from one of the major corporations who literally just picked up clubs for the first time this season and is now in love with the game. And her company happens to be a PGA Tour sponsor. So how important is that for someone like her to be able to feel more comfortable and find something she actually loves to do now and to grow and to learn? How many of us, I mean, I just started playing golf at age 45. I'm 51 now. So
right.
Giving people that opportunity to find something new that they can actually breathe fresh air, see the sunshine, be outdoors is a gift I didn't know was possible. So I guess my mission is to help people learn from my rearview mirror and not get left behind, whether they're in work or whether they're just, you know, I was the wife for 20 years who was home when my kids were little and my husband was out playing golf or going to Jets season pass, you know, Jets games.
Right.
So
right, exactly.
Helping people not get left behind. But I'm also building out a curriculum that I I'm working with some PGA, local PGA professionals to be able to deliver with MSR credits, master, you know, for their professional certification. So we're getting some of those programs ready to launch in early 2016. I also built a program, a Golf for Business Boot Camp, and I sit and work alongside PGA pros. I don't pretend to be anything that I'm not. So what I do bring to the game is a newcomer's view, because what I'm told is it's a different world for yourself and for Cindy, who are professionals,
right,
who are so, you know, good at the game and have loved it for so long. It's
right.
Refreshing, I'm told, to have an outsider's perspective, to be able to understand, you know, it's not common sense. The language of golf is not common sense to us outsiders. Right.
Absolutely.
How to dress
not. Yeah.
is not,
yeah.
it's not common sense. So, for example, there's two clubs in my town. One is Preakness Hills and one is Preakness Valley. Preakness Valley is our municipal or county course. So very relaxed rules, very relaxed dress, change your shoes in the parking lot. You can walk, you can ride. It's very flexible, as you can imagine. And the other one is an exclusive VIP club, which is magnificent, but how would a layperson know that you're not allowed to change your shoes in the car? You know, the rules of one don't apply to the other. So
right.
If someone hadn't told me, you know, you save yourself a lot of embarrassment, so to speak.
Right.
You know
also,
what? I would love to offer you my Golf 101 for Executive book. You guys should purchase them for your boot camps because it covers all this stuff. Absolutely. All the etiquette, all the rules, how to tip, where to park, what to do. It might be a great resource for you and your new boot camp stuff. That would be awesome.
That's great, and I should have you partner with me because, like I said, I teach how to dress, how to shop, how to invite clients, all of those pieces right up
yeah.
to the part where the pro standing next to me says, and here are, you know, you carry 14 clubs in your bag, and just like the members of your team, each one has a different responsibility and contribution to the overall success of your organization.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you go through the difference between a lob wedge and a driver, and here's your grip, and here's your stance, and here's, you know, practice on the
so
range or cutting or
exactly.
whatever pieces
exactly.
of it.
I have
yep.
an online course I'm creating, Golf 101 for Executives, because we do corporate training to teach business clients exactly what you're talking about and how to We do personality assessments and behavior style because you really need to realize what you might be exposing on the golf course when you're not sure what you're doing. So I'm trying to protect the newbie from making faux pas that might embarrass them and hurt them in business as well.
Right. Cindy,
it sounds they don't. They don't know what they don't know. None of us
right.
do, right? You don't know
right.
what
and,
you don't
and
know.
And you have to protect them because you say, oh, my goodness, don't do that. You know, nobody cares how good you are. You just can't make an idiot of yourself.
Right. Ladies, let me just interrupt real quick here because I see Carolyn's on board. So let me bring Carolyn Samaro onto the program, and then we can, Cindy, I'll let you continue on in the discussion as well. Good morning, Carolyn, and welcome to the Women of Golf Show. You're on, of course, with Cindy Miller and, of course, Puerto Rico. And, of course, Pat Roque is also on board as well. So, Carolyn, welcome to the show. And
thank you. Thank you. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Carolyn.
Good morning. Very happy to be here.
Thank you. Let's just talk. Let me just start things off real quick, and then Cindy, I'll let you pick up. First question I obviously have is how did you come up with the name and the concept for B-Skins?
Oh, okay. Well, B-Skins has been in existence for about 7 years. We actually started off as a colorful, team-oriented sportswear company at the beginning when we were starting to make spandex and all types of on-field types of clothing for girls. And little by little, the mothers started coming to us and saying, listen, you know, you've got all this great, exciting, energetic apparel for our daughters. What about us? We would really
right.
like to have some things. So that's how we really got started with the concept of colorful, low maintenance, easy travel type of things that really then went out to the mothers. That's how we got started.
Very
yeah.
interesting.
Yeah.
Well,
so that,
tell
that's,
you the designs
that's how
look
we
amazing.
Launched our club collection. Yeah, that's how we launched our club collection.
Cindy,
so
go
really,
ahead. I don't know if she.
By customers asking you for more.
Exactly. And, you know, we're a company, because we were at the time, very small startup entrepreneurial venture, you know, the best thing you can ever do for yourself is to listen to what your clients are telling you because they really have great insight and a lot of great direction. And we were hearing it across the board that there was a need for specifically better price points than what women could go out into high-end boutiques and find. You know, women were tired of going in and having to spend, you know, between $150 and $200 to get a dress that they could bring away with them and either make it look casual or make it look, you know, cocktail party worthy, if you will. And that was really the message that we were getting. Women were getting more and more involved in golf and tennis. There was a need there. So what we did was we started our Skort collection, which now has really become a focal point for our club collection because the skorts, which I'm sorry, just make sure everyone knows it's a skirt with built-in shorts,
right.
have become so popular and so versatile that we're doing them now across the board, whether you play a sport or not. But for women who play golf, we really have designed them to make them extremely friendly to travel and to meet their needs.
I'm looking at them online, and they're absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, thank
they really
you so
look,
much.
They look
thank
comfortable.
You.
I can't tell. Do you have a pocket in the back?
We've got 2 5-inch pockets on the back, and we are now incorporating another pocket on the right leg specifically because the feedback that we've been getting for the better part of the year now is that when ladies have to carry that extra ball, they don't want it protruding from areas on their body that is not going to be the most attractive, if I can say it like that. And so the message
what's
was...
What's that lump on your leg?
Yes, yes. What's that gross? You know, we're trying to get rid of all that stuff. But so what we decided to do was to put the pocket on the compression leg. See, our shorts are a little bit different than everyone else's shorts. Most companies that are making golf skorts make the shorts loose. We really don't adhere to that at all because we believe that women want a smoothening effect. They want to feel like their leg is being comfortably, very comfortably supported so that there's some actual function to the shorts that are underneath the skirt, not just a loose fitting that you really don't even, they don't really serve much of a purpose. So we then put the pocket on the leg so that when the ball goes in there, it is at a point on the leg where the skirt is going to come to a bit of an A line so that you don't really notice that there's a golf ball sitting in the pocket of the compression short, and it's very easy to get to it. All they have to do is just come up, and it's right there.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's really, but we're really all about ease and convenience and trying to really answer the needs of our clients. And Stacy and I, Stacy's my business partner, the two of us co-founded B-Skins, which, by the way, getting back to your original question, what does B-Skins even stand for? Originally, it stood for body skins, but we did not really want to show an image of any particular body because we felt like the whole premise, our whole mission when we started B-Skins was that regardless of your shape, your size, your individual characteristics, everyone can look wonderful wearing our products. And that's the reason why, you know, we went with body skins for a B, but we never wanted to show a silhouette because we didn't feel like there's any one silhouette that everyone should be striving to look like.
Right. Right. Very good.
Good for you. Now, where do you make these?
Say that one more time.
Where are they made?
Okay, everything is made here in the USA, right outside of New York City. We have two manufacturing facilities set up where we love it because we can visit, we can pop in and out of there at will, pick things up, where we're not importing anything from overseas so that we have much better control over our designs, over the manufacturing. If there's a problem with a fabric or you know, in manufacturing, there are going to be little snafus that happen every once in a while. We can jump on it much quicker and get things where they need to be in a much faster time frame because we are dealing hands-on right here.
That's great.
Wow.
How do you pick out the fabrics? Where do you get the fabrics from? They look awesome.
Well, thank you. That is really probably the most, if you asked me, what do you enjoy the most? It is, I am a color fanatic, so For us, picking the fabrics and just feeling the energies of these patterns that we bring in and kind of creating this, it's almost like a tapestry, if you will, with all these patterns. We bring them in from everywhere. You know, we do bring them in from as far as California. We bring them in from down south. We bring them in from the local area. We've got suppliers in Pennsylvania. You know, so we really have got two or three people that we have as resources that they know what we love. They know what we want to do. We design some of our fabrics. We don't design all of them, but we do actually design some of them. And, you know, we're trying to create a look that I wouldn't want someone to look at our company and say, oh, wow, they're very preppy or, oh, wow, they're very edgy or, you know, anything like that. I want women to look at our collection, and I really want them to say, wow, they have given me classic, traditional, beautiful patterns that no matter what, I know I can go onto their website or walk into a pro shop, and I can find something that's going to make me happy. It's not about fitting into one particular category.
That's fantastic.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah, let me ask you, Carolyn, if I can, very quickly here. You obviously are an expert in color. How did you come up with your power in color? What do you mean by that phrase? And give us a little bit of background and your experience in dealing with color.
Sure. I would be happy to. Color is just something that started resonating with me from the time I was a young girl. I realized early in my life that I felt better being around certain colors that I would surround myself in my bedroom and in clothes I wore. I didn't understand the magnitude of it as a young girl because obviously my world was a little more limited, But as I got into college and as I started getting out into the world, when I graduated, I went to college at the University of Massachusetts out in western Massachusetts in the beautiful Berkshire Mountains. And just the colors out there alone were just so inspirational to me, the falls and the beautiful foliage, and just that whole part of New England was very, you know, nurturing for me. And again, it all plays into color, whether it's on a leaf, whether it's on a skirt, whether it's on bedding, it's all vibration. Colors vibrate. And my first jobs out of college, I was in Boston, and I went to work for Filene's department store. And they had a lot of, you know, I was in marketing for them for a couple of years and enjoyed that. And my background started pushing me more and more to realizing how important color was. The next job I had was I was, again, in charge of communications for a commercial drapery company where we actually sourced fabrics again and provided them for large hotel chains. So I found myself constantly in color, working with color and trying to bring forth colors that would make people feel good and be happy. So I got involved with Beeskins, how we started the women's team side of it, as I told you before, you know, when we first launched the company 7 years ago, was a group of cross-country girls had come to me and said, listen, we're looking for hot pink spandex, and we can't find it anywhere. We're wondering if you can help. So that is the day that I turned to Stacy and I said, and I turned to her and I said, you know what? We're going to get them that hot pink compression. We're going to do it. And those girls were so happy wearing the hot pink. It gave them, you know, that femininity. It gave them that message that they wanted to give on something that they couldn't find anywhere else. So for me, color has always been an alternative for me to go to so that I could express myself. And so Power in Color, this presentation that I've put together, really encapsulates my love of color, but in a way that I can bring it to women to help them to, as I always tell women, pull the shades up and understand how powerful it is, and it's right at our fingertips. You don't have to go far. You don't have to spend a lot of money. That's the beautiful part of it. You can bring color into your world in a way that is going to enhance your confidence. It's going to enhance how people feel when they're around you. And it, with a little bit of understanding, it doesn't take, you know, weeks and weeks of study. It takes sitting down and just focusing on it a little bit and starting to look at it from a different perspective. I hope that answers what you're
right.
asking.
Yeah, and let me just expand a little bit on that if I can. You know, you talk about in some of the information that Pat over, you talk about the importance of undertone, and there's obviously cool and warm undertones. Explain the difference
yes.
between the two and why that information is important.
Absolutely. That is the key. That is the absolute key to unlocking the power of color. Every one of us has undertones in our skin. We don't pay much attention to them because they're silent and, you know, if you're not really paying attention to them, they could be there forever and you don't really know too much about it. But the undertones in our skin are either cool or they're warm. And there are ways that we can easily find out what our undertones are so that we can then bring in color around us that is in those tones, whether they're warm-toned colors or cool-toned colors. And believe me, if you look at a chart, which Pat does have a chart that I had given her, I don't know if it's possible for you guys to see it right now, but if you look at a color chart of, say, blues and greens and pinks and reds and all the colors that we wear, and then you look at them in warm tones versus cool tones, the difference is startling. It's startling. Mm. And once you gain that understanding, so if you're, let's say, for instance, a cool-toned person, okay, and
yep.
you figure that out, and I'll tell you in a minute how you figure that out, you then start, when you're shopping for clothing, buying colors that you now understand what they look like that are cool-toned colors, which are, by the way, clear colors. They're more pure color. They are colors that are not muddy. For instance, a cool-toned woman can wear black easier than a warm-toned woman can wear black. Why? Because black is always going to be a cool-toned color. I know a lot of warm-toned women like to wear it, but truthfully, right near the face, black is a little more difficult to wear. So what I tell warm-toned women with regard to black, break it up with a scarf, put on a lovely a chunky necklace so that the black is not right near your face. So once you figure out whether you're warm or cool, it's very easy then, once you understand what those colors should have, the properties of them. You don't have to be an expert, but you can start to develop an eye. And you're shopping in a department store. For instance, I'm a warm-toned person. I walk into a store, I immediately know where to go, what to look for, and what's going to look best on me. And over time, everything starts to coordinate in your closet. You start to weed out the things that you're always passing up that you don't even realize psychologically why you're passing it up. But you just know for some reason it's just not, you don't feel good in it, or you don't even know why, but you pass it up. Most of the time, it's because that garment, for one reason or another, is just not making you feel the way you should feel. It's probably not in your color tone. But women
can I
don't
ask
understand
a question?
That. Yeah, sure.
So winter and summer are more cool, am I right? And spring and fall are more warm?
Yes, they are. But the problem with the seasonal profiling that went on in the 80s, and I am a direct recipient of that because that was something that I was also very, very involved with, is that they mistyped a lot of women. And I'll give you an example of myself. I have dark brown hair, brown eyes, and olive skin. I'm Italian, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So when
that's
I got
what
typed,
shocked me when you said you were warm, because I thought, it makes her look like she's cool.
Exactly. But let me explain to you, and this is such a, I'm such a perfect example of what could happen if you don't approach this the right way.
Right.
When I got typed, they typed me as a winter. So I, for years, was wearing cool toned colors, pure whites, clear royal blues, you know, bright blue reds, you know, all the cool toned colors. My eyes was the clue, but no one paid any attention to that. My eyes are a warm brown with golden flecks in them. If you look at Pat's eyes, okay, because Pat's eyes are more of a very, very dark brown. No, Pat's eyes are green, I believe. But, she being a cool-toned person, that's a different situation. I want to compare myself to someone who, you look at, for instance, Kim Kardashian, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because she's one of the celebrities that I list in my presentation as someone who it looks like she could be warm, but she's actually cool. Her eyes are a much darker brown than mine, and they're a cool brown. That is a huge clue. The other thing that you do, which is a very easy thing to do, is go to a window with natural light and look at your veins on your wrist. Now, everybody's veins are the same color, obviously. However, warm-toned people, because of the yellow in our skin, are going to give our veins more of a greenish cast than they're going to look blue. So it's pretty easy on a normal day. Maybe you wouldn't do it on a rainy, cloudy day like today is in New Jersey, but on a normal day where you've got, you know, just normal sunlight, go outside or go to a window and look at your wrists. And men can do this too, by the way. It's not just women. I know women really pay more attention to fashion, but this undertone thing absolutely transfers to men. The other thing, there's two other ways that you can really tell whether you're warm or cool. If you wear jewelry that is silver versus gold, usually you're going to feel much better in one versus the other, much better in one versus the other. I was wearing silver for years. I hated it. I never felt good in it. It did not. It just never made me feel like I was putting together something that was comfortable and made sense for me. I just was missing something. Yet I didn't realize exactly what that was. So that's one test. The other thing you can do is take the neutral test. And how you do that is put white on or put ivory on, and see which one you look and feel better in. Now, you have to put all of this together and do all of them, and you're going to come up with a very strong answer. I know I've talked to dozens of women, and I'll say, do you feel better in silver or gold? And hands down, the cool women, oh, my gosh, I hate gold. I only wear white gold or I wear silver. Warm-toned women always feel much better in gold. When I started wearing my gold again, after I realized for years, after 15 years of thinking I was a winter, that I was not, you know, I'm just simply a warm-toned individual, the gold just made me feel 100% better. But yet I was told to get rid of all my gold. So I just found that if we simplify this, and we don't need to make it complicated with a million, you know, within the seasons, there were three or four different versions within each season. I just find that if you do a simple, are you warm or cool, and then the key is, then what? And the then what is you start looking at colors that are warm-toned, which usually have an undertone of gold in them. They're a warmer, muddier, a little bit, I say muddy, they're just not as clear as some of the cool-toned colors are.
Let me ask you, Carolyn, you've obviously know a lot about the colors and that. You've done some great work, not only for your average golfers out there, but you've also some signatures for several of the Symetra and LPGA Tour players. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, we have. We have a client that is works very, very closely with the tour players. And what we did was we developed part of our club collection that was custom for these ladies, where we actually went out and sourced patterns that were specifically for them, have a very special, very near and dear to them, because they got to actually have a hand in choosing them. And they're up on the website of Golf for Her, which is a client of ours. And we've done very well with it. The female golfers seem to love having that example set for them, that if the pros are wearing something and feeling really good about it, it's exciting. And we've had a couple of patterns come out of that that have done very, very well for women, regardless of where you're golfing.
That's now you've
great.
Also, yeah,
yeah,
you've been involved with some of the charities too. You've been involved with
we
some
have.
Of the charities.
We have. Beeskins loves to get involved in fundraising for charity. Right now, we have the Pressler Foundation that we have developed the Catherine Skort and leggings and headband for. That we're working very closely with them. For every skirt or legging that's purchased, Beeskins is giving a free headband to anyone online that comes on and orders those pieces. Proceeds are going back to the foundation. So we love to get involved in things like that. And the beauty of our company is that we can quickly come up with individual patterns that are going to be exclusive and unique that people can't find anywhere else. So if an organization for charity comes to us and says, look, we're trying to raise money for XYZ, we can actually go out and have a pattern ready within about a week that we can be in production and making something that can become an exclusive to raise money.
Wow. Now, you're also going to be involved. Pat talked a little bit earlier about some of the things that she's doing to grow the game in her area and abroad, of course. One of the things that she talked about was the Meadowlands Golf Expo. You're going to be involved with that as well. Role there.
We are. We're so excited. I can't even tell you. We are going to be a premier exhibitor there. We have a nice size booth. We are bringing lots of new designs for the spring. Our spring line is very, very exciting. Lots of tone on tone color so that they're monochromatic, but yet there's a texture to them. Forecast for the spring is lots of fun color, whether they're brights or they're heavier pigmented colors. We do a lot with neutrals. We're looking to bring in a beige tone on tone. We've got black tone on tone, brown, lots of colors, corals for the spring. And we are going to be emceeing the fashion show. We are going to be as involved in the fashion show as Pat will let us, because she knows how excited I am, particularly about getting women together to look at fashion is near and dear to my heart. So we're very, very excited. We're going to be doing all of the shows.
Very good. Now, you also have a special offer today for our listeners. Tell us a little bit about that.
Thank you. We do. We're giving all the listeners today a 20% off opportunity to come onto the website by simply putting the code in 20, that's 20, and then the word golf in uppercase. So just 20 golf, and we would like to let anyone come onto the website, get a nice 20% discount.
And that's, of course, at BSKINZ, that's www.BSKINZ, BSKINZ.com to get that that special discount. Thank you both, Carolyn and Pat. And Pat, I want you to tell some of the audience how to take advantage of your special offers and obviously when the some of the events are coming up. Pat, I'll let you go from here.
Terrific. Thank you so much. Carolyn, great job, by the way. You
thank
nailed
you
it.
So
and that's
much,
why I
Pat.
Love, that's why I love you so
thank
much. You.
You
really
and,
you understand
and
the
me,
women.
Let me just say one thing. Pat clearly has been an integral part of our expansion. She has become a very dear friend to BSKINZ. I respect her professionally, and I can't tell you and thank you enough, Pat, for your involvement with helping us through this trade shows and everything else that we're doing with you.
Oh, no, it's my pleasure, as you know. We just it's just a joy. But to take advantage, there's two offers. To take advantage
sure.
of participation, we're helping people who are looking to grow their business and reach golfers and that golf demographic in the Northeast. So the special offer is we're providing buy four, get the fifth show free. So for anybody who's looking as an exhibitor or as a sponsor, I will provide them with a substantial savings. If they buy four shows, they will get the fifth show free, which could be, you know, thousands of dollars in savings if they want that. And I also have a free golf ebook, and part of it is the secrets to using golf as a business strategy. So that's at the Business Boomer. My website is thebusinessboomer.com. So you can go to thebusinessboomer.com for more info. Carolyn and I are doing an hour-long show next Tuesday at 2 o'clock, and that is thebusinessboomer.com/power-in-color.
Perfect.
So
thank you.
Power-in-color. Happy to help.
Thank you. And for any of the golf pros looking to grow their business or regular golfers looking to get into the game and learn how to use golf as a business strategy, they should either call Pat at 973-809-4445 or they can email Pat at thebusinessboomer.com and she'll be more than happy to get that info out to them. Ladies, I want to thank you very much for coming on the show. And Carolyn, thank you very much for sharing. As you mentioned, it's not just for the ladies, it's also for the men color. And I'm going to be taking a little closer look at my whether I'm a warm or a cool tone person.
Great.
And I'm Italian as well, with the name like Odorico. I'm Italian as well, so I think we're probably very similar.
Wonderful.
But, and I don't want to feel like I'm shopping at the flea market, Pat, as you had said. So, but thank you very much, ladies, for joining Cindy and I this morning. And what I'm going to do as well, let me just ask Carolyn just one more question about the offer. How long is that offer good for? Because what I'd like to do is after the show, I'm going to post this on social media just to let the followers of the program and that be aware of your offers.
Fabulous. Yes, our offer will be good through Christmas. We'd like
okay,
women to feel that they can come on and make a purchase through the holidays.
Perfect. That's fantastic. Ladies, on behalf of Cindy and myself, thank you very much for joining us this morning. Unfortunately, we're coming to the end of our time. It kind of zipped by very quickly, but thank you very much for sharing the information. And Pat, continued success with the all of the great expos that you're putting together in New Jersey. What a fantastic concept and what a great idea.
Thank you very much. We're excited. I look forward to seeing both of you down in Florida.
Yes.
Right.
Thank
and,
you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Right. Right. And Carolyn, I know I'm going to have you in the new year as well back on my other program, Golf Talk Live, and I'll reach out to you about that as well.
Perfect. I would love that. You guys have a wonderful day, and thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, ladies.
Okay.
Bye-bye. All right. That was our very special guests, Pat Roque, the business boomer, and Carolyn Samaro, the co-founder of BeeSkins.com. An expert on your power and color. What a great, you know, great information. Learned a lot of things myself. It sounds like she's got a fantastic business, her and her partner. And looking forward to transferring some of those savings to some of the followers of the program. But as I mentioned, we're coming to a close of the program. So let me just say this in closing. On behalf of Cindy Miller and I, we want to take this opportunity to not only thank our special guests this morning, but all of the listeners around the world for tuning into the broadcast each and every week. We've just got a few more weeks here before we close off for the Christmas holidays, and then we'll be jumping right back in. And as we mentioned here a few times, most of us are going to be heading down to the PGA show here late January. So we'll have lots of great things that we'll see down there that we can discuss. And as also mentioned, Cindy and I are going to bring back a great great informational on the mental side of things in the new year. Cindy, we already did that earlier, but I think it's worth coming back again, talking about the mental game. So we're going to bring back that series that Cindy did here in the previous year. So again, thank you on behalf of Cindy Miller and I. Remember to tune in each and every Tuesday morning at 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to blogtalkradio.com's Women of Golf. Thanks. Have a great week. Cindy, as always, thank you, and you have a great week. And congratulations again on your new addition to the Miller family.
Thank you, Ted. Same to you. Have a good one.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.